Our first scripture reading this morning is actually my favorite passage in the whole Bible. So I'm really fortunate to draw the card today to get to read Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 9. This is titled, "Do Not Be Anxious About Anything." "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. As for the things that you have learned and received and heard and noticed in me, do them, and the God of peace will be with you." The word of God for the people of God. Please stand as you're comfortable for the reading of the gospel. Gospel reading this morning is from John 16, verses 30 through 33, entitled, "Peace Be With You." And Jesus is speaking with his disciples, and verse 30 begins with the disciples speaking to Jesus. "Now we know that you know all things and do not need to have anyone question you. By this we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? The hour is coming, indeed it has come, when you will be scattered, each one to his home, and you will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I have said this to you so that in me you may have peace. In the world you face persecution, but take courage. I have conquered the world." This is the gospel of Christ. All glory to you, O Christ. Amen.
Today, we are living in such anxious times. Since 1983, I've been living in the United States for over 42 years. At the time, I was 22, so you can guess how old I am now. In recent times, we seem to be living in a great deal of fears, anxieties, and concerns. It feels that so many people, if not all or most, are living on edge in many uncomfortable ways more than ever. Unless you never watch any news on TV, radio, newspaper, or social media, every morning we wake up and hear and watch all kinds of shocking, horrible, depressing, and tragic news constantly. Bad, negative, and heartbreaking news seem to dominate and negatively impact our everyday life. We are literally being overwhelmed by all kinds of conflict, divisions, hatred, anger, and animosity over different and extreme views and perspectives on politics, religious convictions, values, and philosophies, and many more. People tend to pursue revenge, violence, and abuse of power rather than trying to create peace, justice, reconciliation, and to practice love and compassion. It is true that since the story of Adam and Eve and their jealous murderer son Cain, the humanity has been untruthful, unfaithful, and disobedient against God and against one another among people. However, God loved the world and gave us Jesus the Son to save us and to give us hope and faith so that we can be recreated and renewed in Christ as God's new creation. This is the ultimate good news for humanity. And we, God's people, are solemnly mandated to live by loving one another. Nevertheless, the world we are living in is far from ideal. It is so chaotic. And so many people across the world are deeply hurting, crying, hopeless, and worrying about everything and anything in every moment and every day. After all, we desperately desire to experience peace and calm in our lives that God has graciously granted us so that we can sustain a meaningful, joyful, and grateful life, not only individually as children of God, but also collectively as a community of faith and love. So, this morning, welcome to my new sermon series, Pursuing Calm in These Anxious Times. Today and for the next three Sundays, we are going to share how to pursue calm in these anxious times. Here, CALM is actually an acronym for my sermon series points that show ways of finding calm in these anxious times. And I borrowed this acronym from the book Anxious for Nothing, Finding Calm in a Chaotic World, written by Max Lucado. My new sermon series is primarily based on this inspiring resource book, especially on the main points with the CALM acronym. And I highly recommend you read this wonderful book if you like, if you really pursue calm in these anxious times. Moreover, my sermon series is mainly based on this morning's passage of the letter of Apostle Paul to the Philippians, especially verses 6 and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. And this is one of my favorite passages, just like Alan, that always uplifts and encourages me whenever I seek peace and calm from all kind of chaotic, depressing, and frustrating situations. So, how can you find calm in these anxious times? The first letter C is for celebrate God's goodness. One of the most common and affirming expressions among Christians would be, God is good all the time. Okay, let's try it together. You can do better. God is good
all the time.
All the time. Amen. Yes, indeed. Here, the phrase all the time is very important. Just as Apostle Paul's encouragement in verse 4 from this morning's Philippians text, rejoice in the Lord always. The word always here is extremely meaningful and significant. Moreover, Apostle Paul again strongly affirms God's will in 1 Thessalonians. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Yes, always, continually, and in all circumstances, all these adverbs and adverbial phrases are necessary and underlined. Without these essential and proper expression and emphasis, God's will would not be fully understood or achievable in this setting. The word always is extremely important. As you know, it would be easy for us to be happy and grateful if everything went okay, right? Yeah, that just win, right? So we are happy, right? What if we lose? See? But would we be still happy and grateful if things went wrong and bad? In the gospel, especially in Matthew, after having given the Great Commission, not only to his disciples, but also to us, all present followers and disciples, Jesus also emphasizes the word always. Here is the Great Commission. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you sometimes or occasionally or whenever possible. No, always. To the end of the age. Yes, Jesus boldly promises us, and remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. This word, always, is Jesus' loving word of eternal promise and eternal relationship that connects us with God's eternal goodness and faithfulness. So, focusing on God's goodness and faithfulness always, all the time, and in all circumstances, rather than focusing on your griefs, anxieties, or problems, will bring you calm, peace, and tranquility. This morning, my sermon is rather shorter than usual, mainly because we have All Saints Sunday, Holy Communion, with remembrance. But as I conclude my sermon, I do not want to miss sharing a true story with you about a sincere Christian man named Horatio Spafford. I had heard about this story a long time ago. Probably some of you still remember this story. And this story is also introduced in Max Lucado's book, Anxious for Nothing. Horatio Spafford was an American businessman, a lawyer, and Presbyterian church lay elder. He invested in real estate north of Chicago in the spring of 1871. However, in October 1871, the Great Fire of Chicago reduced the city to ashes, destroying most of Spafford's investment. But he never gave up. He became stronger and more resilient because he had faith in God. 2 years after the Great Chicago Fire, The Spafford family planned a trip to Europe, but business demands kept Horatio from joining his wife and four daughters on family vacation in England in 1873. However, sadly, horrible tragedy happened. While crossing the Atlantic, the ship was struck by an iron sailing vessel, killing 226 people, including all four of Stafford's daughters. Annie, age 12, Maggie, 7, Bessie, 5, and Tanetta, 2. But his wife Anna, by God's grace, survived the tragedy. Upon arriving in Cardiff, Wales, she sent a heartbreaking telegram to Horatio that read, "Saved alone." Horatio then booked passage on the next ship to meet her, and during the voyage, the captain informed him they were passing over the spot where the tragedy occurred. Horatio went to his cabin, looked out at the sea, and penned the lyrics to the now famous hymn to express his faith despite his immense grief. The hymn, the first stanza, goes like this: "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul." The refrain goes like this: "It is well with my soul, it is well with my soul." Yes, it's a United Methodist hymnal 377, "It is well with my soul," and we are going to sing it as the hymn of dedication. My brothers and sisters in Christ, as we observe All Saints Sunday, especially as we remember those loved ones who have gone before us, I want you to celebrate God's goodness by focusing on God's steadfast love and never-ending mercy and grace. Some of your loved ones might have lived a long and blessed life. Some of your loved ones might have gone too soon. Whenever we are faced with our loved one's death, and even our own death, we realize that life is short. That's why life is precious. That's why you must make your life more meaningful and more loving while breathing on this earth. So, even though life is always unpredictable and challenging, it is God's amazing gift for you to enjoy and to cherish. Life is worth the living because of your faith in Christ and your choice to celebrate God's goodness. Let us remember Jesus' comforting and calming words for us. This is the last verse of John's Gospel this morning. "I have said this to you so that in me you may have peace. In the world you face persecution, but take courage. I have conquered the world." Thanks be to God. Amen.